TH or whatever, about this one, about the decadence of our society. I mean, very practical. When I grew up, 60s, 70s, was a teenager then, we were kind of a few of us, and this was all powered very much by rock music and this and that. What you found in the media, how the sexual revolution, or, you know, as they call it, the more nudity was allowed in the TV and so on, and in the movies. And we youngsters back then, we were kind of seeing ourselves as rebels against that old boring and stiff and stuck, as we saw it, system of the society and our parents' generation. So some of us, we let our hair grow, and we were kind of living such a rebellious life. We dared to try drugs, although they told us that this is the worst. It's illegal, and it's all kinds of things. And we experimented with sex more free. It was a different mood, and we thought, yeah, this is fun. But then that rebelliousness, that kind of down with the system, it was, I mean, at least among me and my friends, it was part of some kind of, I wouldn't say political, but changes that we thought were going in a good direction, that people would become more natural and break out from this old, you know, we had the Vietnam War, and that was caused by the old generation. Look how what they are doing, these stupid idiots. They can just make love instead of make war. But then, punk came, for instance. And what was that? Well, I was in my early 20s when it started to really catch on there. And then it was more like down with everything. It became more destructive, more, you can just see those characters that started coming up there as icons almost, right? Because that's what rock stars and all that they are. They drag youngsters with them. So yeah, then we had, what did we have? Sid Vicious and whatever they were called. I never got into that. Bad music, I thought, and not very constructive. So then we got, I mean, different bands like that, and music world, just a little part of it, of course. But I would say that reflected what was happening, a kind of continuation, not into building up a beautiful society here, such as the hippies naively thought and others tried to then, which I grew up more in the left movement, the solidarity and equality and all that. But a kind of dark, nihilistic, in a way, I would say, nihilistic. Mood that came. And I'm just now looking at a documentary about schools, school system in Sweden, how it was back then and how it is now. And at that time it has started to go darker, I would say. Because if there's no future, no hope, down with everything, society sucks, then why should you take school seriously? And if more and more kids start to not care much about it, and they will just be noisy and disturbing and of course slip out of society in many ways, they may start, you know, slipping into drugs or this or that instead, and crime. So again, I would say this, what we are seeing is part of a decadence, is part of a downfall of a culture, the Western, now this called Global North culture. Which was built by the hard work of so many people. Of course, it was also built on colonialism, stealing and robbing from other countries and continents. So yeah. Karma is a bitch, as they say. But I can't see it any other way now. Because, and if you should try to analyze it a little bit with some wisdom, the root of the problem is that when giving up all this religious civilization, you could say, which had also degraded into just power structure. Yeah, there was some morality there, which I would say still upheld our society. But when that was given up, what was there instead? Nothing really.
even scientifically, the entire cosmology, the entire existential foundation upon which the society rested, stood, not resting very much because it was a very, is a very, very flimsy fundament. Well, nothingness and meaningless, well, can you even call it a fundament, a foundation? And if you wonder what I mean with nothingness, meaningless, well, material is the idea of this world only being material and we are just a bunch of atoms that came together and just happened to become like this. And when we are taking our last breath here, then we just don't exist anymore. That is not science, it's a belief. It's a philosophy called materialism. And since some, they declare this to be science or science to be required to follow that philosophy, otherwise it's pseudoscience, these bad words. But again, this is not science, it's a belief, it's an idea, and I would say it has had and has a much stronger, deeper, wider sociological effect, implication than just being an idea that is spoken about in scientific circles. It has shaped the cosmos that people find themselves living in. And what is the foundation then of that cosmos? Well, basically nothingness. Because whatever we now experience as life will be gone in a short time. Maybe a too long time if we find it totally meaningless, not enough meaningful to even justify or motivate us to do anything except taking drugs and having sex and just doing that whatever gives us pleasure and enjoyment for the time being. So we see, I mean, this we're basically describing here
a civilization that is going down, that is falling apart, that is crumbling from within. And therefore I'm saying these things that are going on in the world today, I mean, I would say including the behavior of the leaders of the world, not even trying to cover their greed and selfishness in how they rule our countries. Some of them. So it's important to see that when we talk a little philosophy here now and then, or something about life, knowledge of life, who we are, how can we be happy, and what's the meaning of it all? And these are important, very serious questions that we should see the importance of. What we really need to do, and I say this is the solution here. I like to talk solutions, not problems. We need to start there in our very hearts and minds and intellects. Who am I? What am I going to work for? Who am I going to follow? And what is the purpose of it all? Is it just to kill the enemy because they are threatening us by now making better and cheaper cars than we do? Or is it to go, yeah, well done, but we're gonna do better. Better cars, cheaper. Just looking at that, we can see how things have changed, right? Competition used to be about doing it better than your competitor, out-competing by better quality. But now, what is it? It's about declaring financial war or any other kind of war on those who happen to be doing better than you, because you are the greatest, right? That's just built into the nature of this world, that you are the greatest, we are the greatest ones here. And the others should serve us, supply cheap labor and resources. So that's another sign of things going down, going spiral. Yeah? So looking at these, seeing yes, that's reality today, but not only standing there watching things go down and going down with it, we shall see, we should look and see and search for the solutions. Not this solution, but the solution. And the solution is always there. Because as big and complex as our world is today, the world that humans have created, life as such, and the world as such, this nature that is God-given and Goddess-given, is actually simple. You grow something in the ground. And you get food. You gather some earth or rocks or wood and build your home. You go get water to drink and cook in. You grow some plants, you get some fur and make your clothes. What else do you need? Home, food, clothes, water, air, friends, family. So my prediction is, and I would say the solution probably is, don't wait for those leaders up there. They are not good leaders. They are generally career politicians who are way above their heads in it. They won't be able to fix it up there. To do that, it takes some very strong and qualified expert statesmen or women who really know how to get a dysfunctional state to get functional. Do we have such people? Well, some countries have them. Interesting enough, those people are generally the first ones to be hung out as Hitler's evil. Because, well, in some cases they are, but sometimes they're hung out that way just out of envy because they are actually doing it better in their countries than the other ones, the greatest ones, you know, the real good, fantastic, greatest on the planet. So, the way I see it today, beginning of April 2025, and if you ever hear this, how the world will look like then, well, would be interesting to know, but well, that's part of the adventure here. But yes, life is actually simple, and if some have made it very, very complex, and have pulled us into all of that, well, we can move out to the countryside, get a little plot of land, build something there, take care of ourselves, gather our friends, make a village, support each other. Look, she knows how to make cloth, spinning and weaving. And look, those still remember how to sew trousers and skirts, shorts and skirts. Look, he is very good at that family. They is very good at growing food, taking care of cows, not slaughtering and exploiting them, but protecting and having nice, loving, friendly, fair relationships to each other and to everyone who live here in this nature, including animals and plants. That's all that is needed, really. And you can do that on a local level. You can turn your village or your town that way. Or just your own family and friends. So yeah.